This is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, Labor Day weekend, I'm broadcasting live. So everybody just relax. Sit down and just, you know, take a break from grilling your hot dogs or driving your car or whatever you're doing, and let's get it on. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm glad to have you joining the program today. And I hope whatever you're doing for Labor Day weekend, I hope it's fun, I hope it's productive, and I hope you take just a moment to realize some of the really strange history of Labor Day. Because there's so many different avenues that you could go down about the history of Labor Day. You could talk about the Marxist origins of it. You could talk about how it really is celebrating Judeo-Christian ethics and how we believe in the value of work, and that if you want to go down the theological avenue, it would be that, you know, God intended us to work, to, you know, provide for ourselves, to grow our food and to use our brains so that we can, you know, come up with, you know, new ways and better ways of doing things and taking care of ourselves, whether that's feeding ourselves, sheltering ourselves, transporting ourselves, whatever it is, you can go down that path. So there's many different paths you can go down. I still am going to play a speech for you. But before I do, there were a couple of observations that I made. There was a death in our extended family. It was our daughter-in-law's father who died yesterday. And so I wasn't quite sure whether I was doing the program today or not. But anyway, so yesterday, after the weekday program, I'm running around trying to figure out what's going on, got a bunch of stuff. You know how it is when you try to take vacation and then everybody crams in, hey, can you get this done? Can you get that done? Can you get, you know, blah, 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 blah. Everybody wants everything done. In fact, I'll tell you a dirty little secret. I just got an email, literally got an email on Saturday morning around 10 o'clock, about 7 minutes ago, from one of our muckety mucks here in the Denver iHeart cluster. And we had been given a task that I forget when the task came out, but it was, you know, maybe a few days ago. And the deadline is Tuesday, September 2nd, whatever Tuesday is. Let me look at the calendar really quickly. This is August. What is today? Yeah, Tuesday, September 2nd. Now, other than me, I think we got somebody in the newsroom downstairs. Michael's sitting out in Sherman Oaks in Los Angeles, and he's probably one of only a couple of people in the building there. And so this email comes out to everybody who has, other than the couple of people in this building that it applies to, are scattered to the winds. Everybody's scattered to the winds. And it was a reminder that, let's just guess that the number is 25. The email went out to 25 people that are on air. and they want us to do something, and the deadline is by close of business on Tuesday. Well, who's going to do it on this weekend? Nobody's going to do it on this weekend. And it was kind of a reminder about only four of you have responded, and we need you to get off your butt and get busy and do it. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, everybody's going to do it on Tuesday because this is a holiday weekend and nobody's working. Nobody's working. I mean, it's just fascinating to me. And then as a precursor to that email, I'm walking around in this building. Now, those of you that listen to me locally know that we, my producer in Denver, Dragon, and I, have a lot of fun mocking and making fun of things that go wrong in this building and then that never really get repaired. Or, you know, you got to put in a trouble ticket, and then you have to, before you can put in the trouble ticket, you have to find the QR code. And once you find the QR code, you got to get it to work, and assuming it works, then you don't know where it goes. It could go into any office anywhere across the country that has nothing to do with, you know, I mean, they obviously they work for iHeart, but they have no idea, like, what's really going on in this building. So we put in a trouble ticket, you know, something's not working, and then we just hope and pray, and then Dragon and I start making jokes about taking bets on how long before X gets fixed. The reason I tell that story is this morning, as I come into this studio, I'm kind of unpacking and getting everything ready. I'm on the third floor of our building, which is where most of our FM stations are located. I broadcast in Denver from Freedom 93.7, but I don't actually use the Freedom 93.7 studios. I use a little production studio downstairs on the third floor simply because it's more compact, it's easier, and I can reach the board when I need to reach. It's just easier. Let's just put it there. It's just easier. The third floor restrooms were remodeled, I want to say, 3 weeks ago. Maybe 3 weeks ago, because there was going to be a big celebration of the 100th birthday of one of our local stations. And so, oh my gosh, the bathrooms were really crappy. So the building had already been remodeled a few years ago, although that's still ongoing. It's not finished yet. But they had to get those bathrooms done. So they get the bathrooms done. I walk into one this morning, and the grout. Now, remember, this grout is, what, three weeks old, 4 weeks old at the most, is already peeling in the corners. On the urinal, where the handle kind of goes into the wall, there's one of those little kind of discs that they put over there. Just, you know, it's more of a decorative thing just to make it look nice and neat. That's already broken and coming apart. It's already fallen off the wall. And I'm thinking to myself, workmanship in this country, generally speaking, that's not true for everybody, because I'm sure many of you who do manual labor or whatever, doesn't make any difference, whatever kind of labor you do, you really take pride in your work. But how many people in this country actually take pride in their work, who think about, you know, maybe nobody's paying any attention to this, but I want to do a good job? I think we need more of that. And I think we also need to instill in every generation. I mean, boomers are maybe among the worst, let alone, you know, whatever the generation, you know, millennials and Gen Z or Gen Xers, and then the unknown, whatever they're going to call that last, most recent generation. Just don't have the same kind of work ethic that, say, America's greatest generation had. And I think that's sad. Because one of the things that we're known for, I mean, think about some of the great innovations, the Industrial Revolution that started in this country. Think about what we've done technologically. Think about the fact that you can jump on an airplane, even at the last minute, and you can travel from New York to L.A. in, you know, in 4.5, 5.5 hours, depending on, you know, whether you've got a layover or not. Or I can jump on a plane in Denver, and I can be in London in 6.5 hours. 8 hours. It's, again, depending on headwind and everything else. But it's simply amazing. And then you look at, take that airline. Now, obviously, the people that work on the airplanes have to be very, very meticulous in the work that they do, because otherwise the planes are going to come crashing out of the sky. Then you think about air traffic control. The air traffic controllers themselves, the individuals, obviously know how serious their jobs are, so they take it very, very seriously. But they're working on antiquated equipment that dates back to the 60s and 70s. We just don't take labor and work seriously anymore. We become too dumb, fat, and happy. And I want you to listen to something when we get back. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Yes, we're live on Labor Day weekend. Text line, as usual, is always open. That number is 33103. Keyword is Micro Michael. Go follow me on X, formerly Twitter. That's at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
I don't serve for the recognition. I serve the flag. The red, white, and blue, that means everything to me. And when I fly it, I know it stands for something real. My name is Megan Terry, and I serve in the U.S. Army, which is why I choose Collins Flags. Because every Collins American and military flag is made here in the USA, stitched with pride, and built to last. And they support veterans like me, because they know what these flags really mean. So if you love our service members and our country like I do, fly a flag that honors them and supports American jobs. Visit CollinsFlags.com today. American made, proudly waved.
If you're stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, call the experts at Lone Star Transfer. They will help you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. For the past 15 years, Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, has helped over 30,000 owners break free. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of five-star reviews, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust to deliver real results. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4739 or visit LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Lundebot. Join us on Friday as we welcome Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. A lot of cases have been breaking lately and a lot of things coming down the road. Also joining us, Paisano Days. It's quickly approaching, so get your Italian t-shirts and get ready to Paisano. All of this Friday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a walk.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also.